Sally, let's sit in the car a while.
Uncle Thomas doesn't like for me to sit in the car. He wants me to come right in when we get home.
Oh, your old uncle and his funny ideas.
Now, you stop saying mean things about my uncle.
I didn't say anything.
Well, you were going to.
Are you a mind reader?
Even if he does make me do things I don't want to, he's my uncle and I love him.
Oh, you love him?
Yes, I do.
Well, run on in and kiss him then, and tell him you're back. Good night.
Well, I can stay out here a minute or so.
Oh, don't break the law on my account.
Oh, Cecil, look at the bugs flying around the streetlights.
Yeah, that's why they're bugs.
Oh, golly.
Sleepy, Cecil?
Oh, I should say so. Gee, what a peach of a night.
Isn't it? Let's get out and walk around the block.
Oh, what do you want to walk around the block for?
Oh, we don't want to just sit here and talk.
I do. Every time I get nice and comfortable, you want to start moving.
Well, don't fall asleep. Sit up. Don't slide down on your spine.
I'm very comfortable, thanks.
I don't see how you could be in that position.
Try it. You don't have to be a contortionist.
No, thanks. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Uh-huh.
Well, and how do you talk about nothing?
By not saying anything.
Oh, you just want to sit out here?
Sure. I'm perfectly happy. I don't want to move.
Well, I do. I want to talk.
Well, go ahead. I'll listen.
Oh, Cecil, let's get out and go in the house.
Stop shaking me. I'm not asleep.
No, but you will be, sitting out here in this old car.
I'll admit it's an old car, but it gets us places, doesn't it?
Goodness, but you're lazy. Let's walk around the block.
Oh, I thought I'd kill that suggestion.
Well, it came to life again.
Well, let it die.
Oh, I don't want to just stay here.
Well, I do. Don't be so restless. Sit down in the seat and enjoy life.
Very well. I'm going in the house.
Why can't you stay here and keep me company?
You don't need me. You don't want to go anyplace or talk or anything.
Can't you sit still for a minute?
It's been over a minute. You don't even know I'm in the car.
Oh, yes, I do, too. I can see you when I open one eye.
I might as well be a dummy.
You are.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I heard what you said.
Then what did you ask me for?
What's the matter with you, Cecil?
I'm just resting before I drive home.
Well, aren't you going to walk to the door with me?
No, I don't want to get out. Can't you walk to the door by yourself?
Well, I love that.
Fine. Then there's no argument.
You're no gentleman.
You can't insult me.
You're too thick-skinned.
I know it.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sit here for about an hour and then drive home.
Why don't you go now?
Oh, I'm comfortable. I'm enjoying life. I don't want to move and break the spell.
Oh, is that so? I guess you think I'm having a wonderful time.
Well, to tell the truth, I hadn't given it a thought.
Are you going into the house with me?
No.
Oh. Well, Mr. Cecil, you're going to sit out here like a log, huh?
I'm going to sit out here.
By yourself?
Oh, you're perfectly welcome to stay.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
It's my big heart. But keep still.
I will not.
Then go on in the house. You make too much noise.
Oh, you make me so mad when you get like this.
Do I?
Yes, you do. I. You're so disinterested and indifferent.
That's a mouthful.
Cecil, look at me. I'm talking to you.
I don't have to look at you. I can hear you.
I'm going in the house.
Well, good night. See you tomorrow.
Aren't you going to open the door of the car for me?
It's on your side. I don't want to move.
You're the most impolite person I've ever seen.
Maybe you haven't been around much.
Well, I'm going in the house now.
Well, stop bragging about it and do it, if you are.
Oh, so you want to get rid of me, huh?
No. You could stay if you want to.
Oh, well, don't put yourself out, Cecil.
No, but I'll put you out if you don't stop yapping.
You won't have to. I'm going in now.
Good night.
You better go on home and go to bed if you're so sleepy.
I'm not sleepy. I'm just thinking.
Well, I'm going in.
Uh-huh.
I am, really.
Good night.
It's not a good night. It's a punk one.
All right.
You might open the door for me.
Yeah, I might.
Well, good night. I'm going to get out.
So long.
Let's see now. Have I got my vanity case?
I don't know. Have you?
Yes. Here it is. Well, I guess I'll go in and leave you alone.
Fine. Good night.
You can stay out here by yourself and freeze.
Fine.
Well, I'm really going in now. Good night. I had a bum evening.
Well, that's all right. So did I.
I'm getting out.
If you're going in, go on and let me alone.
Oh, so you want me to. Well, I won't do it.
Well, if you're going to sit with me, keep still.
I know. I'm a bother.
Yes.
You don't want my company. All right, then I won't stay.
Sally, jumping Mexican beans, do something. I want you to stay out here with me. Now make up your mind.
Well, I'll stay a while.
Good. Now don't talk.
I want to talk.
Sally, please. Can't you just sit here and just sit here?
Cecil, are you sick?
Oh, I've got a little headache. I've had it all day.
Oh, Cecil, have you honest?
No, it's just an idea of mine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cecil. Why didn't you say so before? Does it hurt very bad?
Oh, it's all right.
Here, I'll fix it for you.
What are you going to do?
I'll rub your forehead for you. That'll stop it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now you just leave this to me. Put your head in my lap.
Oh, all right. Now, don't poke me in the nose.
I won't. Close your eyes. Now, see, you start at the forehead and rub to the temples. How does that feel?
Oh, nice. I like it.
It'll make your head feel better, I know.
Uh-huh. Stop when you get tired, Sally.
Oh, I don't mind this. Are my hands cold?
Uh-uh.
Too cold?
Mm-mm.
My fingertips start circulation, and then your headache goes away, and then you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes closed. Does your head feel better now?
Huh?
I've got some aspirin tablets in the house, if you want to take that. Shall we go in the house and get some? Shall we? Cecil, I'm so sorry I was cross tonight. But I didn't know you had a headache. How was I to know? But I'll fix it for you. Feel better, Cecil? Feel better? Cecil? Oh, he's asleep. Poor Cecil. Well, you just sleep a while. I'll let you sleep.